Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I am so happy to be here today. What day are we on? Oh my goodness, let's see. We're on day 9 of this 30-day challenge, and the chat room is open if you would like to join me in the chat room. And the phone lines are also open The guest call-in number is 657-383-0612. Again, the guest call-in number is 657-383-0612. How are you today, wherever you're at? And this can be, you know, whether you're listening live or to the replay, ask yourself, how am I today? Check in with yourself. Check in with your body. What's going on for you right now? What's going on with your body? I'm just going to quickly send a message out to social media telling everybody I am live now. And so what's going on with you? What's going on with your body? And what are you grateful for? How are you starting every day when you get up in the morning? Are you thankful for your bed? Do you even think about it? How about your pillow, your blankets, the room that you're sleeping in? Do you really appreciate all of those things? It's a really, really great practice. And this is from Louise Hay. And I love Louise Hay and her work. And she has this morning meditation where you thank your bed and you thank your pillow for holding you and supporting you for, you know, your good night's sleep. And you go through all of these things that you know, you're thankful for as you start your day. And that can set the tone. It's not that it can set the tone. It will set the tone for your day. And it's amazing how different of a day you can have by setting the tone first thing in the morning. So what's your morning ritual or practice? Do you have one? For me, it is that, where I am thankful for my pillows. I love my pillows. I love my bed too, but my pillows are just like my, you know, it's like my stuffed animal. I love my pillows. And I have lots of pillows on the bed because I love my pillows. I love nice, soft, fluffy pillows. So how are you starting your day? Really, really key to setting the tone for your day. And you can even, at the beginning of the week, sort of set an intention and a tone for the week. And then expect it to happen. Expect it to go that way. The key is, when things don't go your way and things happen in your life, because they will, how are you interpreting those things? And then how are you responding to the daily things that go on in your life? And, you know, I'm talking about the little aggravations and the big things that happen as well. One thing for me that has been really a different experience and challenge for me since, and this happened Saturday, starting Saturday, and it's continued through the week. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is the theme for the week, or maybe it's Spirit's way of getting me accustomed to being able to adapt and change and looking for a new way to handle situations and things as they come up. So you know, if you've been listening, that there have been some challenges where I've had things come up that I've had to attend to where I couldn't be on live with you. So I've had to pre-record the show. And Sunday, I even had to change the time of the show because I did the recording, was supposed to be at a christening, and the recording would not upload. But I feel so committed to this 30-day challenge that I said, I have to get this done before I can continue on with my day. For you guys, and for me, because I'm really building a muscle here, and this is what making a commitment and doing something consistently does. It builds a muscle that you might not be used to using. And in building that muscle and making that commitment, it really gives you the opportunity to look at different ways to handle things than you wouldn't have if you weren't really committed to some kind of practice, some kind of you know, whether it's meditation. You know, most of you are not on the radio like I am. It can be a practice to go to the gym. It can be a practice to have dinner with your loved ones. You can make anything a ritual or a practice. How you handle those things as they come up and still continue with the practice is really key. It's really a big thing. And that is one way to really bust out of the old patterns in your life and old paradigms and to create magic. Where there's two parts of this challenge, which I've been talking about. And the other second part is a 40-day meditation challenge. And the meditation challenge is it's a meditation to create something that you want to see in your life. And for me, I thought at first I wanted to create the ability to be able to buy one of my very dear friend's car, who we lost in October, and to create the money to be able to buy that, because her husband now needs to sell the car. And then I thought, well, that would be like somebody giving me a fish, even if I created the money. So that would be like, or creating enough money for the fish, and then that was it, one and done. So then I thought, well, what I really would like to see this year for me is to expand into a beautiful space where I can have large gatherings of people to share my work with, to run workshops and classes, and move it out of my current location, which happens to be my living room. So that's what I decided I was going to focus on with this 40-day meditation challenge. And we started that on it was a week ago Saturday. And Friday, this past Friday, so this was 6 days later, I had a meeting with a local yoga studio owner, and I walked into the studio, and the studio was what the vision had come to me in the meditation, with the wainscoting, white on the bottom, green on the top, beautiful big windows, gorgeous hardwood floors, and two desks in the office. So how fast is that? 6 days, and here is the space. Amazing. And we're all creators. And when you really focus on what you want and make it a committed effort and dedicate yourself to that, putting time aside every day to do your meditation or your ritual around it, things start to happen. You have to do it for at least 30 days because it takes that long to create a new habit. Otherwise, you just fall back into the same old patterns. And oftentimes when clients come to me and they are trying to manifest a soulmate in their lives, I will have them do a 30-day soulmate manifestation worksheet. And how they do that is they have a list of what they don't want and what they do want, and then I teach them how to make it all positive. And sometimes it takes a while for somebody to create the list that of everything that they decide they wanted, and because whatever you leave out, spirit will leave out. And I have a great example of that. When I manifested my last residence, I saw the house in a vision. I said, you know, it has to have this many rooms, big kitchen, bright sunny place, lots of windows, and it did. It had 17 windows, two French doors. and a glass door in the front. And I forgot, I said, I do not want three bathrooms. Instead of saying I didn't want three bathrooms, I should have been more specific and said to the universe, I'd really like two bathrooms or a bath and a half. All I said was, I don't want three bathrooms, because my last house had three bathrooms and I was the only one cleaning them. So I got a house with one bathroom. And the other thing I was not specific and clear about is I said I want a big yard, but I did not say I wanted a big flat yard. So I got all the things that I was specific about and the things that I wasn't specific about. The universe gave them to me in the way that the universe heard. Or because I wasn't specific, that they just gave me anything. So I got one bathroom and a yard that was a big hill that was so steep that I couldn't even cut the grass. So how's that? So when you're trying to create or manifest anything, be really specific. So I was really specific in the space that I'd like to work in. And I was also really specific that I would like to work with another individual, someone who handles all the details of organizing basically everything. And after meeting with the owner, Renette, at 10th Gate Yoga in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, we were talking about an hour. She turns to me and says, and so let's talk about, you know, fees and what I do, how we can work together. And she says that she does everything. All I do is walk in the door. That's it. And that's exactly what I wanted, what I asked for, and what I was manifesting. So how brilliant is that? 6 days, boom, done. So if you want to see change in your life, pick one thing that you want to work on right now, this month of January, because this is a fabulous time to really set into place, and this month and next month, getting all your ducks in a row for what you want to create this year before you. And, you know, if you listen to the replay, this replay, and you listen to it in June, just start then. You know, astrologically, we have different things that are supporting us in different ways, different days of the year, different weeks, and different months of the year. That being said, it doesn't mean that you don't start because you listen to this broadcast sometime later in the year or even the next year. Start right where you're at. But astrologically, particularly right now, it is supporting getting your ducks in a row. And by doing that, you're going to, again, as we've been talking about, look at what has been going on in your life in the last year to the last 3 years, and then what you want to bring forward, how you want to shift things. And also look at how you've grown and give yourself a pat on the back for all the changes you have already made. Because we don't really, you know, pat ourselves on the back far nearly enough as we really need or should. And so do that. Be your own best cheerleader. That being said, even being your own best cheerleader, you are going to have assistance this year with people cheering you on. And the key is that you want to be really authentic this year, moving into the new paradigm. So two cards, this is, we're going into the energies of this year. Two cards were pulled, and so you can pick the A card or the B card as you're listening to this. So whichever comes to mind that feels like or sounds like your right card, pick that card and really pay attention. So the A group is the Seven of Wands. And the Seven of Wands, the bottom line about this is it's time to embrace and own your authentic truth. Embracing your truth you can overcome all adversarial things in your life, from conflicts to things in nature. The key is to say what is true for you, and a great way to do that is by visualization. So whether you're doing guided visualization meditations or just meditation without not doing the guided, so you're doing any kind of meditation, but allow the visions to come to you as you're meditating. Another great tool is vision boards. So I would recommend that you wait until Mercury goes out of retrograde, which is only 6 days away, and then do your vision board, because Mercury is about communication. And I feel that if you do a vision board during a Mercury retrograde, that sometimes the communication might not be clear of exactly what you want to manifest on your vision board. So I would wait until after the 26th, or make sure that you are being really, 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 really specific and clear about what it is that you want. And so then looking at the B card, is also a wand. It's three of wands. And this card, so if you have picked the B group, this card is about what you have put out is now coming back to you in this year. Your ships are going to come in, and you have to hold what is real for you and what is true for you in your life. Something is going to come that you've been waiting for, but the key is you have to have patience and just wait for it. So you've already done the manifesting for this thing that you've been waiting for. And now this year, it has the space and the opportunity to come forth. So the supporting cards are the Five of Swords. And this is what do I need to be aware of? And it's reversed. So that's in the idea of protection, or some people say it can be a warning. So the Five of Swords reversed. Now remember, the swords are about the mind, and it's double-edged. So what is going on in your mind? Five of Swords is about compromise. And there, so you may be facing, and this is for everybody, whether you pick the A or B. So everybody is, pay attention to, there may be some kind of compromise. And the key to this is you want to walk off the battlefield. You don't want to keep recreating the same problems in your life. And how do you change something? You change something by doing something differently. How do you make that a habit? You make it a commitment and you challenge yourself to do it every day. You do it differently every day. Okay, so I'm just checking the chat room here because sometimes people pop in there and I miss it. And sometimes people pop onto Facebook, and I miss their messages there. So I'm popping over to Facebook. And while I'm doing that, you can find me when I'm off Blog Talk Radio on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. You can also find me on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. Okay, Facebook looks good. Actually, I didn't post on Facebook that I was on the air. Oh, shame on me. Or I didn't post on my public page anyway. So I probably should do that because a lot of people look for that post on there. And, okay, here is the one on Facebook. All right, so you can find me on all the social media, not all of them because there's so many now. I really can't keep up with them, to be honest. But the best way to find me is my website, and that is simple as pie, my name, www.cynthiafontaine.com. And all the social media links are there, so you can connect right through my website. The great thing about my website is you can also book appointments right on my website. You go to the book now feature. And it brings you directly to my online calendar. And you can pick the appointment that works best for you. And so as I'm looking at my Facebook here, I am seeing that, oh my goodness, I'm seeing that, first of all, I think I posted, I don't know if I posted a video on my slideshow. I think I might have. I have posted, there's Alchemy of the Earth is my banner on my public, my private page right now, actually. And I haven't really talked about Alchemy of the Earth this 30-day challenge at all. And Alchemy of the Earth is my all-natural bath and body products, line of bath and body products, which help everybody in their lives, and especially people who are empathic, intuitive, and psychic, because they're formulated to help clear the schmutz out of your energy field. The positive energy sprays, I have bartenders, kindergarten and preschool teachers who use it, high school teachers too, and middle school. I actually have teachers in pretty much all grades that use it. I have doctor's offices that use it. I have a colon therapy facility that uses it. let's see, I have a laser treatment spa that uses it. And so I have lots of different people that use my positive energy spray. And it really is fabulous in shifting the energy in a space. So check that out. And I have some new products getting ready that I'm getting ready to launch on the website, which is alchemyoftheearth.com, which you can also find a link on my personal website, cynthiafontaine.com. So I have a brand new eye cream that is spectacular. And a new hair conditioner, and a body wash, a face wash, a facial cleanser, and coming out with some more new things over the next couple of months. So check that out. And if you're really committed to living a better life and improving your health, Alchemy of the Earth can help you do that, because we don't use any chemical preservatives in our product. There's no propylene, glycol, or parabens, and any of the nasty stuff that is really bad for you. So check that out. So going back to the reading for the year, we were talking about the Five of Wands and about compromise. With that being said, with the compromise, what you need to support you will also be there if you embrace the changes going through the compromise and working through things, putting down your swords rather than fighting. The next card we have is the Knight of Wands. And wands are the Knight of Wands is that you can count on yourself and others. And the knights are all about enthusiasm and beginnings of new cycles and movement and action. Because when you think about a knight, what do? Right? They charge. They protect the castle. Wands are off their fire, their passion. They're about spirit, words, and action moving forward. So anytime you see the wands, you know it's about action and taking action with whatever the message is. So then the next card we have is the Lover's card, which is coming together of the inner and outer, like the yin and the yang, and merging your physical and your spiritual reality. So you're going to find that you may feel some real shifting this year between what you possibly thought and how you were living, and now new ideas and new ways of being can come into play. So allow for that flexibility and possibility. And ask, what is for me during this time? So throughout the year, keep looking for the gifts that Spirit is delivering. And it can be a physical gift. It can also be a mental, emotional, or spiritual gift. I received a fabulous gift last night. Hold on one second. I need to take a drink. And no, I'm not drinking spirit. I'm having coffee. It's only 11:30 in the morning here. Which for me, I've actually already been up. Let's see, I was up at 7. So I've already been up for 5.5 hours. So my guides or spirit have been doing something, I'm saying funny now, because at first I was not happy about it, but now I think it's kind of funny. They've been waking me up early in the morning. So it's been around 8, and I lay there thinking, oh, I want to go back to bed, because I do most of my work at night. I like it when it's quiet, when the world is quiet, and you know, this part of the world is quiet. And that's when I can really deep dive into getting a lot of creative things done. And that can be anything, meditating to crafting to sewing. I'm working on some sewing projects right now. And so nighttime is like my time that I get in my groove. But Spirit has another idea for me right now. And this is where I really take the example of putting down the sword, not going into battle with spirit or in my mind about getting up early, because I have never, ever, ever been a morning person, even when I was a little kid. I could choose to fight and battle and really struggle with it. And I did for the first couple of days, and then I thought, you know what, there's got to be a reason for this. So I'm going to go with it and see what happens. So last night I was at a Reiki class. I am a Reiki master, but I haven't taken Reiki classes in a long time, and I'm going to start teaching. So I wanted a refresher, and my first-year teacher at the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, Lisa Campion, who is in Massachusetts. If any of you have any healing things or counseling that you need, besides me, Lisa is fabulous. So if you can't come to me, I would recommend Lisa. So anyway, and she's a brilliant teacher. She's so much fun to be around. And a lot of my classmates go to her classes, so I get to spend time with my best buddies. The Reiki class last night, we did a meet your guide meditation. And I have lots of guides that I have worked with for many years, but I haven't really noticed or gotten any new guides as of late. And so it was very interesting for me, because my mind is running away going, well, you already have, you know, over a dozen guides. Who else can possibly come? And all these crazy things are going through my mind, and I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, this isn't going to work for me. Here I am, Miss Psychic, that teaches this stuff, and I had my own resistance. So if you have resistance to things, don't worry. We all go through it. Even people like me who have been doing this for many decades. So finally, my ego mind, the chatterbox that gets us into trouble, finally quieted down a little bit. And all of a sudden, this guide who was inhumanly tall and very thin in ivory-colored robes, and he had something funny on his head. It was kind of like a turban, but not exactly like a turban. And he was very, very, very tall. And I looked up at him and I went, oh. And then we asked the name of our guide. And I said, okay, what is your name? And he said, Ha Zeus. Ha. And he was very specific and funny. And I looked at him and I said, Ha Zeus. And he said, Ha. Ha. He likes to be called Ha. Okay, you never know what you're going to get. Right? We had somebody else in the class, I think your guide's name was, it was something common, it was like Joe or Bob or something. So just be open to the crazy, because it might be something really simple, you might get something totally out of the blue, like Ha Zeus, but call me Ha, with a very big emphasis on the Ha. And so it was funny because it made me think of martial, you know, a martial artist. And then he sat down with me, and he's, you know, he's a very cool guy. So when we asked what he is here for with me, he said that he's here to teach me magic. And so it's interesting because I've always had this aversion towards the word magic and anything to do with it. Because one of my aunts, who I was very, very close with, she was like a mother to me, just delved into magic, but she got into black magic and got pretty ugly. So he proceeds to say that I think I know about magic, but what I know is not true, and he is going to teach me real magic. So I'm way excited about this. I'm so excited about this. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I always love learning new things, and that just means I'll have more things to bring to you guys. So how cool is that? And then with this reading today, it fits right into getting new gifts during this year. So I've already received two huge blessings this week. So look for your gifts. And be positive. When we put positivity out into the world, we get that back. It's got to be genuine, though, guys. Because if you're faking it, the universe is going to know, and they're going to be like, yeah, she's not really, or he's not really positive. This is just, you know, an act trying to get whatever they want. So the key is fake it till you make it if you have to. But once you're genuine, that's what greases the wheels and gets things moving. And on the opposite side of that, if you have a habit of being a complainer, then complaints are what you will see increase in your life, or things to complain about are what you will see in your life. So what do you want? Do you want to be positive about and things to be happy about, or do you want more things to complain about? And really catch yourself, because I have to say, complaining has been a negative pleasure of mine for a long time, and it does not create anything good, I'll tell you. But you don't know until you know, and once you know, then you have the choice to consciously change it. And if you don't change it, then you get what you get, and you're stuck with it. Okay, so there are three more cards for the energy of the year. And so the next card is the High Priestess. And the High Priestess she's the psychic. She's the intuitive, the seer. She is the holder and the knower of secrets. Because if you look at the card, if you have the cards, if you're familiar with them, or you can even find it online, you will notice that she, on her throne, there's a curtain behind her. And it's like when you say, oh, what's behind the curtain? Like Bob Barker in the, no, it wasn't Bob Barker. Who was it? That was not The Price is Right. I'm trying to think. You could pick a curtain. Maybe, I don't remember. But anyway, there was a game show where you had three curtains. What's behind the door? What's behind the curtain? You got to pick. And then it was a surprise. So she hides the surprises or the secrets. And the card that follows her is the moon card. So she's protecting the shadow side and the underworld. She holds her secrets tightly until the time is right. So there are some things that are going to happen that you didn't know, or that you had an intuition or a knowing about it, that will come forward. And also, the gifts that could come forward this year could be your intuition. So if you've always felt like that you've had some sort of intuitive ability, maybe you wouldn't call yourself psychic, but you feel like you get hits once in a while, or you're empathic, where you can feel other people's energies, that gift could be what's coming forward for you this year, where those skills really improve. The next card is the Nine of Wands. And the Wands, again, it's fire, it's passion, it's spirit, it's words, can be messages. And most importantly, it's about action. So taking action. So the Nine of Wands is understanding and knowing that you're going to have more than one option this year in many ways of your, in many ways and areas of your life, and options that you might not be seeing right now. The last card is the Emperor, and there will be the right kind of support and the resources to do what you need this year, because the Emperor has it all, right? He's like, he's higher than the king or the high priest or, you know, well, I mean, the high priest, I don't know. The high priest is the spiritual master and the highest card, and the Emperor is like the overall ruler of all. So you're going to have the support you need in bringing forward the things that you want to create. And looking back and talking about at the beginning of the show in the last couple of days, this month is about looking back in your life. I can't stress this enough, because if you don't look back and see the things that you have accomplished, see the things that you want to change, then it's hard to move forward. So look back at the things that you have done, acknowledge the greatness in those things, and then move forward authentically in your real truth, in what you want this year, whether it be in relationships or in business, career, your finances, and then start looking for the gifts. Be proactive, because there's a lot of wands in this reading, and wands are about action. So don't just sit at the kitchen table waiting for something to happen. If you want to improve your finances, find a financial advisor who you can account, or who can you can trust. Get an accountant. If you want to improve your career, you might want to take some classes to update your skills. If you're looking for romance and you want to create a new romantic partner in your life, then be the best you that you possibly can be, because people are attracted to our energy vibration. And when you are being true to yourself, you're vibrating at the perfect energy to attract somebody who can feel that vibration. So be authentic in your truth. Be truthful about what you want, who you are. And if you want to work with me on creating the perfect soulmate, or, you know, well, who's perfect, really? But if you want to do some work around relationships or career or something like that, make an appointment with me, and we can get into some real details where we can't really get into the depths of that on the radio, but we can get into the depths of me supporting you and assisting you in creating the life that you want this year. So now, going back to how things, the all kinds of things that happen in our lives and how we interpret or use those things to building a better life is the key. And busting out of old paradigms and patterns and creating magic in your life. You really have to show up. Because if you don't show up and bring your game, bring your plate to the table, you miss dinner, right? Okay, so the dinner bell rings and you're out, I don't know, you're out at the grocery store, you're sledding, whatever. And of course, this is all metaphorically speaking. I'm going to use the dinner table because everybody has gone to the dinner table. So whoever cooks the dinner says, okay, dinner's ready, but you decide you're going to go out in the garden and work. And you don't bring your plate to the table. And you come in an hour later and you've missed dinner. So when I say showing up in your life, that's a good example. If you're out to left field and not paying attention to the things that are going on in your life and the things that you want to create in your life, guess what? You're going to miss dinner. How easy is that? So bring your plate and come to dinner. Show up for your life. Make a commitment to you. Because when you show up for you, other people will just automatically fall in and show up for you too. And anybody who doesn't, then they're not meant to be in your life at that time. If they're not showing up, then it's time to just allow them to do whatever it is they need to do. And maybe some of those people will come back at a later time and date in your life. Because it's really rare that people stay with us from birth to death in this life. And it's really rare that you have friends for a lifetime. And if you're fortunate to have that, then you are really blessed. That being said, it's really important, though, to always be exploring and adding new people and new friends into your life. Because if you have lifelong friends and you only interact with those lifelong friends, that's an old pattern, right? And how are you stuck? So I encourage you to get out and create new friendships and friendships of people of all ages. One of the hard things in our country and in other countries, I'm sure as well, is as people age and they lose their family members and they lose their friends, they end up being very lonely and being alone because most people at a certain point stop creating new friendships. And it can be because you're tired, you're busy, life is life. You haven't tried any new things like going to Zumba class or a cooking class or going to the theater, whatever. How you meet new people is by getting out, doing things that you enjoy doing. Maybe you like photography. There are meetup groups all around the place, all around this country in the United States. I don't know about the rest of the world, but join a meetup group. Get out and do something different. Go out dancing. Meet new people. Because as you could keep adding new people into your life, you know, as you get older, there's a much better chance that you're going to keep growing and you're not going to get old and stale and I'm going to say ugly, but I don't mean physically ugly. I mean internally ugly because you're stale and, and then you just sort of wither away to nothing. And Louise Hay is the perfect, most beautiful example of this. Here the woman is 88 years old, and she is always constantly looking for people that have wonderful information for health and for spirituality and self-improvement and making new fabulous friendships all the time. And she hangs around with, people who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, the whole gambit of ages. And when you see Louise, you would never, ever guess that she is 88 years old. She's vibrant. She loves life. And her life was not always like that. You know, in her 40s, she had, I can't remember if it was cervical or uterine cancer, but she had a sizable tumor. And the prognosis back then, really, in the 70s, was not good. And she had, I believe she had surgery, if I can remember that part of her story. And she decided that she was going to change her life with positive thinking and mantras and meditation. And here she is, over 40 years later, picture of health. She eats organic food. She goes on her trampoline every day. She's got a beautiful garden in her yard. And she just surrounds herself with the most amazing people. And the key is that she loves herself enough to be able to bring these wonderful people and these wonderful this wonderful way of living into her life. And she had a pretty horrific and difficult past. Lots of abuse and sexual abuse. And how, again, you interpret the things that happen to you, even the most difficult things, are what sets the stage and sets the tone in your life and in your body. When we see illness in the body, it starts energetically from a thought. So when you see things like kidney problems, kidneys are about fear. So if you're having kidney problems, what is it that you fear in your life? Almost 99%, I'm going to say 100, but I'm going to say 99% to give a little leeway, of the people who I see when they have a physical issue and I make the connection to the spiritual meaning of the issue they're having, a light bulb comes on and they go, "Of yes, that's right, of course." Okay, so like Louise Hay, having cancer in the female parts of the body, the lower female parts, the uterus or the cervix, the ovary, that sort of thing. Very often, if you were to interview women who have issues in that area of their body, they were abused, sexually abused or molested. And if you have sinus trouble, sinuses are about being irritated or aggravated by someone close to you. Allergies are hypersensitivity. So look at anything that you might have go on in your body. It can be something really simple. It doesn't have to be a major illness. But if you, for example, having trouble with an eye, like one of my friends got pink eye and she can't get rid of it. So that would be how you're seeing the world, because you see the world through your eyes, right? Or what do you not want to see in the world can be also a very good question to ask if you're having difficulty with your eyes. So if you have any question about anything that's going on in your body and how it relates to a thought pattern, get Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. It's a brilliant book to have on your shelf, and I've used it for years. And still, even though Louise Hay wrote that book in the 70s, it was called The Little Blue Book back then, it is still as magnificent and brilliant as it was then. So get the book. Now, just to recap today, look back where you've been, where you want to go, because February, you're going to have your ducks in a row to initiate the plans that you want to see proceed in this year. Expect that Spirit is going to bring you gifts in your life, whether they're physical gifts or they're spiritual gifts, like me getting the new guide yesterday. Expect that Spirit is going to bring you gifts this year. Be really authentic. Figure out who are you and what do you truly want, and be honest about it. That's really, really key this year. So are you embracing your central truth? When you embrace your truth, be authentic this year. All the things that can be adversarial, you may think of them as blocks or so forth, will be able to be resolved as long as you are able to stay in your truth and what's true for you. So remember, vision boards, if you haven't created one yet for the year, next week is a really good time to do that. And so two really good crystals to have this year are amethyst and pyrite. And remember, embrace your truth and everything will fall into line. And this is whether you got the A or the B card, either way. And you may find that both are applied to you. So how, again, you interpret things in your life is the key to building a better life. So often we have been told growing up that things are bad, or when somebody has done something to you, it was interpreted as being bad. Just let in for a moment, and this gives a really good concept for people to grasp. What if everything that happened to you happened perfectly? What if everything that happened to you perfect? Because everything that happened to you, even the traumas, have made you who you are. If I didn't have all those crazy traumas in my life, chances are I would not be here on the radio with you, and I would not be bringing my work out to the world for all of you. So thank God I had all those traumas in my life, because it gives me the experience and a broader experience to relate to all of you in many different ways. So the more experiences I have, the more grateful I am, because now I have the experience to be able and the authenticity to be able to bring that out to you and helping you in changing and creating the life that you want to live. So we are just about out of time. I'd like to thank you so much again for being here, whether you're listening live or to the replay. And you can find me off when I'm off Blog Talk on my website, cynthiafontaine.com, CYNTHIAFONTAINE. And my social media links are all there. So follow me on Facebook, like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, join me on Pinterest and Instagram. And, you know, go back and listen to previous shows. If you missed some of the shows in this 30-day challenge, I encourage you to go back and listen. And take what works for you, what makes sense for you, what vibrates with you, and then leave the rest. So whatever doesn't gel for you, it's okay. Be authentic to you. Know what is your truth. I love you all so very much, and I will see you tomorrow, day 10 of this 30-day challenge. Have a fabulous, amazing, and blessed day. This is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and transforming your life. I love you.
Sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mine's on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. And now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. There's a fire in the sky, never been so happy, never felt so high, and I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me, it's sweet, sweet life, living by the salt of the sea. One day you will be as lost as me, change your geography, maybe you might be. In the water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so. And I found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in the water tonight, box yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lies you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.